me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Lisa. From the time Lisa was 6 years old, she knew that she wanted to be a doctor when she grew up. She loved studying science. It fascinated her. And she loved helping people. Put those two things together, perfect recipe for an outstanding doctor. She read as many books as she could about anatomy and how the human body worked. She loved to volunteer in hospitals and in nursing homes to help people of all different ages and stages. And when she was old enough to go to graduate school, to go to medical school, that's exactly what she did. It was the second month of school. Lisa was very studious. Every night she reviewed her notes from all the classes she had learned that day. She walked into class one day and the professor said, "Pop quiz, surprise." And there was a quiz on every table in the class. Lisa wasn't so worried because she knew that she had reviewed all of her notes the night before. So she started answering questions about various organs and various systems and various bone structures. Lisa was whizzing through answering each question. Yes, yes, yes. Until she got to the last question on the quiz. She just didn't know the answer. "Well, this really isn't a fair question. Why did Professor put this question on the test?" she thought to herself. The question was, "What is the name of the woman who cleans our classroom? What does that have to do with all the medical stuff that I've been studying? I'm just gonna leave this blank. Before I hand it in, let me try one more time. Wait. I know she has black hair. I know she wears glasses. She wears Nike sneakers. I just have to leave it blank." And Lisa started feeling a little bit badly. Not so much for herself getting the question wrong, but for not knowing the lady's name. Lisa handed in her quiz, as did all of her classmates in the class. Out of all of the students in the entire class, only two of them got that question right. Some kids started arguing with the professor. "It's not fair, it's not fair. That's worth 10 points on our quiz. What does it have to do with anything that we're studying in this class?" The professor looked at the students in their eyes and said, "One of the students asked what the last question on the quiz has to do with our subject in class." Students, it has everything to do with what we're studying in this class, because you are aspiring to become doctors. And just as important as it is to have all the knowledge and the expertise and the skill, it is equally, if not more important, to be a mensch, to look at the person in front of you that you are treating and know that they are a person in this world with feelings, with a family, with fears, with hopes, with dreams. If you want to be that kind of doctor, you need to go out of your way to say good morning and hello and introduce yourself and learn the names of the people that clean this classroom and this building. The students smiled, understandably, put their heads down with a little bit of shame. They knew that their professor was 100% right. And Lisa, along with the rest of her classmates, remembered that quiz for the rest of her life. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayeshev, Yosef is thrown into jail for no good reason by Potiphar. When he is in jail, Yosef meets two other people who were thrown into jail, the wine man and the baker of the king. There was a fly in the king's cup of wine, and there was a pebble in the bread, and so they were thrown into jail. One morning in jail, when Yosef woke up, he saw that both other men in jail, the winemaker, the butler, and the baker, both looked very upset, worried, concerned. Yosef said four words. Madua pineichem ra'im hayom? Why do your faces look troubled today? And they went on to answer him about dreams that they had. And Yosef said, I can't interpret your dream, but maybe Hashem will. Hashem is the one who interprets dreams. And Yosef was able, with Hashem's help, of course, to explain what both of those dreams, what each of those dreams meant. Unfortunately, the baker was going to be executed and the butler was going to continue to live. Years later, this butler, this winemaker, was back in Paro's cabinet, was back in the palace of the king. And when Paro had a dream and was unsatisfied with all of the interpretations that he heard, the Sar HaMashkim said, wait, I know somebody who can help. And the rest of the story, as they say, is history. Yosef came out of jail, interpreted Paro's dream correctly, was able to save so much of the world from famine, including his very own family. Four words, Madua Pineichem Ra'im Hayom, changed the whole course of history. What are your four words? How are you today? How is your mom? Is your sister well? In four words, sometimes even two, good morning, with a smile, we can change the world. Lisa learned to look at everybody she interacts with throughout the day, whether it's somebody standing behind the cashier, somebody pumping her gas, somebody cleaning the building where she is working, the office where she is now a doctor. She learns from that professor that the words we use and the dignity that we give to others by caring enough about them to learn their names can change people's day and change the history of the world. Yosef HaTzadik taught us about this. He was in jail, and instead of looking inward, he was looking outward at the faces and the feelings of others. Let's do our best to integrate this lesson into our lives and choose words and use words that connect us with others, help us see them for who they are and what they might be going through. Let's make this world better and brighter together. It just takes four words or less. Shabbat Shalom.